sometimes you want the music to be louder and then quieter when somebody is talking. You can use the auto ducking feature inside of Essential Sound to do this. So just choose the amount of decibels you want the music to drop here. It usually defaults to minus 18. And then you can click generate. And this will create keyframes on the volume track, which you can then adjust manually as you see fit. Now we're gonna switch gears and go back to text. If you go to window and go to text, this is gonna open up the text panel, which is where you can get a transcript and where you can generate your captions. If you want Premiere Pro to automatically transcribe clips only in your sequence, go to your settings again and go to media analysis and transcription. And here you're going to tick the box, automatically transcribe clips. And then from the transcription preferences drop down, select auto transcribe only clips in the sequence. If you want to learn more about text-based editing, which essentially allows you to edit your timeline like a Word document where you can cut and paste words and delete words, it's really handy. But I made a whole separate video on how that works, which you can check out here, and I've also put a link down below. One more thing to note about the text panel is that it also has this graphics tab. So if you click on that, it shows you all of the text elements in your timeline.